We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I am doing well, and I am hoping things eventually are going to get back to normal out in the big bad world with that COVID-19 running loose. Maybe with a little bright sunshine and some warm temperatures, that'll go away.
Well, yeah, you know, it's been last week, you know, it was cold in the morning when I opened the door and feed the cats, cold air coming in. We had one or two pretty days, and that's the way it goes. Even when it's pretty, it's windy and kind of cool.
Yeah, not exactly the spring I was hoping for.
in a lot of ways.
But you know, I have to say, the day that would have been Derby Day would have been a beautiful day to run a horse race.
Oh, it was so sad for me. I've been having a Derby party for probably 20 some odd years, and I had only missed maybe once or twice of having one because we started having them when Don was living. We didn't have one the year before he passed away because he was in such bad health. He's really the one who started wanting to have them, and he got so into it. Of course, being from Louisville, and he was really into it, and I have had them ever since. You know, I've been fortunate to have a lot of good help. Nora's always helped me. All my family, well, everybody brings food. I furnish the meat and the drinks, and everybody brings food, and some of them bring drinks, too. We've had mint julep. I have plenty of men if anybody wants any, because I didn't use any this year.
Okay.
Mint grows really fast, but I did miss having it. I already had the arrangements made. Thurman was going to help me and Bridget, and I was all ready to party. And anyway, I really missed it because I have had big crowds, and we've had an awful lot of fun. And I've been so fortunate. Most of the days have been pretty good. In all those years, there's only been one or two days, you know, that it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
Even days that it rained a little bit, you know, with the front porch and with the house, I've had plenty of room for a big crowd. It was sad that day. I tried not to think about it.
Well, hopefully the alternate date in September will be nice.
I hope it'll be nice. The good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and everybody says I'll have one then.
There you go. Well, Miss Sammy, what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, my God, everybody's cooking. I know people are getting tired, and I've seen people asking, you know, what else could I cook? I've cooked this, and I've cooked that. These were big probably, I don't know how many years ago, they were everywhere, and I don't see them anymore anywhere advertised. Impossible pies that you use Bisquick in.
Okay.
And I made them quite a bit. My family liked them all right, and I can remember making three and take to a bunco and carried them out to the car, all three of them at the same time, and dropped one on the front porch. That's one of my memories of
You know, we've talked about these before, and I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, I've got two here I'm going to give you, and there's another one, too. There's several different types. In fact, somewhere I have a book of all kinds of sweet ones, and these are savory ones. The cheeseburger impossible pie, and that's really my favorite, I think, of them. You take a pound of lean ground beef, 1.5 cup of chopped onion, 1 3/4 cup of milk, and 3/4 cup Bisquick baking mix. This was a Bisquick recipe, and they were on the Bisquick box, all of them. And I haven't bought any Bisquick for some time. Looking at these again, maybe you want this. 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 2 tomatoes sliced, and 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. You saute your beef and onions over medium heat until the beef is browned, and drain it. Spread on a greased pie plate. You beat your milk, your baking mix, your eggs, salt, and pepper until smooth, and pour that over the beef. And you bake 25 minutes at 350 degree oven. And then you top it with the tomato slices. You slice your tomatoes and sprinkle cheese on top of those, and bake about 8 minutes, or until the knife is inserted in the center and comes out clean. And you know, everybody likes a bacon cheeseburger.
Absolutely.
Have bacon, but you could put bacon in it if you wanted to.
Yeah, I think I probably would.
You could chop some bacon, or you know, I buy real bacon bits, which are really good, and that way you don't have to fry them, and then bits, it would be fine. But the cheeseburger pie, I really did like that. I could eat, says it serves 4, I probably could eat half on a good day.
Okay.
The salad, you know, makes a tasty meal.
Well, it sounds good.
And easy to stir up, really, too. And then I have the impossible taco pie.
Okay.
1 pound of ground beef and 1/2 cup chopped onion, 1 envelope of taco seasoning mix, 1/4 ounce can of chopped green chilies. Drain those because you don't want it too soupy. 1 1/4 cup milk, 3/4 cup Bisquick baking mix, 3 eggs, 2 tomatoes sliced, and 1 cup of shredded Monterey Jack or cheddar cheese. And you heat your oven to 400 degrees and grease a 10-inch pie plate. And you cook and stir beef and onion until browned and drained. Stir in seasoning mix. You spread that in your plate and top it with the green chilies. And you beat your milk, eggs, and Bisquick mix until smooth and pour that on top of it and bake 25 minutes. Then top it with the tomatoes and cheese and bake until knife inserted in the center comes out clean. And about 8-10 minutes, something like that. You cool it 5 minutes and you serve it with sour cream, chopped tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and shredded cheese, cilantro, jalapenos, whatever you'd want to put on a taco. It's good too.
It sounds good and almost like being at a Mexican restaurant.
It is, and it is easy really to stir it up. And they were, and sometimes, I guess they still are. I haven't bought any Bisquick for a while. But, you know, how things like that go, and then someday they drop them, and you won't be able to find them. We just have a chocolate cake recipe that Nora made when she was a teenager that was on the cake mix box where you used a dried frosting mix. That's something people probably don't remember, but you used to get frosting mix in a box, and you added something to it. And she would whip cream and put some of that frosting mix in it and put that between the layers of the chocolate cake and on top. And you'd store it in the refrigerator. It was really good. We made it all the time, and, you know, I didn't really write it down because it was on the box. And then I haven't seen it in years.
Okay.
So some things, you know, they just drop, and then you can't find them anymore.
Yeah, it seemed like it was everywhere, and then it was nowhere at all.
I know. Well, I bet so many things. A lot of these recipes I give are ones, and this next one's going to be one, too, that, you know, it used to, every time you went anywhere, somebody had these different things, and now you don't hear of anybody making them much. A lot of them are still good.
Well, what's this one?
Chicken broccoli casserole.
Okay.
And I can remember when we all made this, when we had company, we'd make this, and we would make, you know, we'd have this with a salad because this was your vegetable and your meat. We made it a lot. And a lot of times when you went to see somebody, that's what they had, and people took it to potlucks. Anyway, you'd place in the baking dish 2 10-ounce boxes frozen broccoli spears, 2 cups sliced cooked chicken, and you combine a cup of mayonnaise, a teaspoon of lemon juice, and 2 cans of cream of chicken soup. And you mix and pour that over the broccoli and chicken. And you sprinkle with a cup of shredded cheddar cheese and a cup of buttered Ritz cracker crumbs. And bake 25 to 30 minutes in a 350 degree oven. And that was pretty tasty.
And very simple.
Really easy to make. With salad, that's a pretty good meal right there. I mean, you could have some French bread with it if you wanted to. Or if you didn't, you could just eat a little more broccoli and cheese.
Right.
We cooked that a lot, as I say. I cooked it at home and cooked it and took it places, and everybody was making it. I'm sure some people who listen to this remember making it too, but I kind of forgotten about it, and I don't know, some way it came to my mind we were talking about. Everybody talks about food now. Because we're all home and have nothing to do but eat.
Yeah, we talk about the good old days and what we used to eat back then.
We talk about food anyway a lot. We always used to laugh when I was working. We, you know, our bunch at the bank, when we get together, first thing you know, we were talking about food. I don't think the fact that I was there had anything to do with that, because I'm sure I brought up some of it, but most people kind of like to eat.
But a lot of times you wound up talking about what you had when you were eating out.
Right. Yeah, now that's gone, so it has to be what you have now. And I do know that people who have been in, and their families have all been in with them, are kind of running out of things to cook, because you cook the things you cook all the time, you know, because you did eat out some, which made a difference.
Yeah, it does make a difference. And I love what we fix at home, but I like that going out to the restaurant, sitting down and ordering something and having somebody else do all the work.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't eat out a lot because, well, there wasn't that many restaurants in, and it was really a big deal. We'd go to Louisville, we'd eat out when we went up there. But as far as just eating out like we do now, we didn't do it. Raleigh didn't much like to eat out because he liked to eat at home. It's always been a treat to me to eat out, you know, and to eat somewhere really good is a real treat and reward. I've enjoyed. I've eaten some wonderful places and some wonderful food. And as everybody knows, I like that.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that you have heard us talk about here today, very easy to get. All you have to do is send us an email at wxbc@bbtel.com or sammyq@bbtel.com. Be sure you put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and we will get those recipes out to you.
Oh, and what do we say, Mike?
Well, never trust a skinny cook.
That's true. That's what I say all the time. But I do know some really good skinny cooks.
Yeah, a few.
You got to taste some of it yourself to know whether it's good or not. As we say, don't ever trust that skinny cook.